Okay, we're holding the next mission of Yeshua Ayin Hara. It's a Hara Vesina Sadris Machina Sarman Oilam. So it's three things that might just Sarman Oilam. And Yeshua Ayin Hara. Yeshlet Aktik, Vimayma Hazeh, Lomil Gimel Tvar Machina Sarman Oilam. Why Dafka these three things? Because once again, Kiev Shalay Mektuam Eilin Nemru Bumdan of Isfara, like we've seen all along, there must be some sort of Mahalach. Structure-wise, like that. That what makes the Metzius is the Pchinas Toiv in the Nivroim, and that is the Metzius. I want to talk a little bit about this because this is something that goes off on another tangent, I guess, and I think it's important to do it. And that is, how do you define Toiv itself? There's a famous dialogue that Socrates has with Zipro, which is, are the gods, is because the gods are good, that is the good because the god wishes it, or do the gods wish that which is good? In other words, what creates good and what doesn't? So now, it's a kind of a question that goes round and about. If you tell me that good is simply what the gods want, so then, if they have a whim, that they would like to have three kids slaughtered, so that becomes good. And that's something we don't believe in. If you believe that good is an objective value that supersedes the gods, so then you mean there's something higher than the gods, something in which the gods kind of have to acknowledge. So Lahavla, if we transfer this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have dictated something cruel, terrible, wrong, morally wrong, and so on? That's the way the question goes round and about. So let's talk a little bit about how we dehair Toiv and so on. The Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the Toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we call Toiv, certainly does not supersede HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's nothing that supersedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we call Toiv is the Ratzon Hashem, which is the etzem, the kiyum of the bria. In other words, the foundations, the Ratzon Hashem, deheres itself to us as toiv. When we look at something that is kineged ritzonei, our sense is ra. It's something which is destructive on every level. It makes a person less divine-like. It's be'etzem a churban to the world. So every aveira, like, let's take arayas. While arayas might give a person a certain momentary tainuk, it's destructive to the world at large. It creates churban. The person himself has a sense of guilt or shame. The Torah asks it. So be'etzem, the definition of tov and ra is equivalent to the definition of kiyum and not kiyum, and we deherit what we call a conscience is a sense that we can deherit things that are in sync and in line with toiv. The conscience is an organ from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that senses it. It's not 100% positive, right? L'mashal. Just like taste buds. Taste buds, but there are klal, a fruit that's not ripe doesn't taste good, a fruit that's rotten doesn't taste good, taste gives us a guide to what's nutritious and not nutritious, except it can be fooled by junk food, etc. But by and large, it fits well with what's good and what's not good to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave animals a chush of tam, so that they eat the things that are good and things that are not good. We have certain, a little child, if he sees a threatening face very early on, cries, and if he sees a friendly face, he reaches out. Our chushim are, generally speaking, in line with the metzias. So the toiv and ra is the same thing. Toiv is be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his ratzon is an extension of it. Could have it been different? Not to the way we understand it. In other words, since this is the etz metzoyne yisbarach, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bound by something else, but as far as we're concerned, it doesn't get higher than this. It doesn't go beyond or above this, and that's why it couldn't be different, but not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own Sefer Torah that he looks at to see what good and bad is, but Ratzon Hashem is good. Toiv and existence to us are one and the same, because both of them mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the actions in the Bria that help Toiv prosper, those are the things that the Torah guides us as being Tov, and those are the things that we sense as Toiv. So Toiv and Kiyum are the same. Rav Moshe always brings down that like a Tavis Aneir is to be Mamshich, the flame, and Ras to break or to shatter it. Uraila ze mashakosa b'maisa precious Tashaba Hashem is both Vayar lukim ki Tov. Now the Kosh Baruch Hu saw the Bri as being Tov, meaning it's Kiyum worthy, Kloima. Sheruim hanivroim al Kiyum ha-Metzias mitzara Toiv shebem. The Nevroim are ra'ui to the Kim of the Metzias mitzad de'atayv. In other words, the world is can exist and has a basis to exist because it's tayv. Veluchos harishonos mipnei sheloi nema bem tayv lehoylem kiyum v'nishtablu. Luchos harishonos, being that tayv wasn't set over there, didn't have a kiyum and they broke. Now, it's very interesting. I mean, he's saying that Luchos HaShonos, because they didn't say Toiv, they didn't have a kiyum and they broke. The horse the other way around. There must be something wrong with them, and that's why it doesn't say Toiv, and that's why it didn't have a kiyum. He's kilo flipping it around and going the other direction. But let's try to understand, well, why not? It's very interesting. In Tiferes Yisrael, is Masbir that Luchos HaRishonos are ke'ilu above the Toiv of the world. Their ke'ilu Luchos HaRishonos were higher than the world, and therefore they didn't last. Similar in a certain sense that to, like it says, the Inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mitzad the Pnimius of the world, there were certain high dargas that disintegrated and they were too high for the world, and that's why they didn't exist. I want to explain this Nekuda because it'll help us understand a little bit about so why is that not good? I mean, there's an expression in English in America, you know, if in England also, if they're not interested in hiring a worker, they tell him, you are overqualified. The usual meaning is that the person is going to ask for too much money. We don't need to give so much money, but it's also like a lashon hakiyah to say that the you know, we really not interested in you. But what does it mean? The Luchos were too above and too this and too that. I want to start to another Indian. It says the Marshal by Yaakov Avinu that in Esav, it says that Esav is like a klipa to Yaakov, and it's like a shamer to Yaakov, and the shamer always got created before the thing itself, and therefore Esav had to come for Yaakov. And what does it mean he's a shamer? I mean, as far as we're concerned, one more shamer like that and we're gone. I mean, what does it mean it's a shamer? And the truth is, Yaakov put on a shmir of Esav. He put on a beged, an Esav to get the brachas. So, if the the Mahalach and the Bria
same way.
but it has no Kiyum. In this world, it also doesn't. It's called Russia because it's connected with Sinai. And those things that are good are called Varam Taivim. They are at Sinai and they're Bari Kiyum. There are three things that are called Roim. Erad Yitzhahara. Shem Kiyet Levadim Ram and Urav. Hasheni is Ayin Ra. Shekos of Ra, Al Tulcham Lechem Ayin Ra. Vechain Alev Nema Olav Ra, Achas Shiris Liba Mara. Vechain Mekam Mekhaimis. So we have three things that are called the Pasuk Ra. So if the Pasuk describes it as Ra, Bal Korchot these are Moitzina Sarim and Oilam. So you have the Yetz, which is Ra, you have the Ayin, which is Ra, and then you have the Lev, which is called Ra. Vechain Mekam Mekhaimis. Olefikoch Ama. Kasha yesh adam ayin ra, she dovek by Rabbi Yosef. Bechein yetzer ra, she nikur ra b'shmul gedol ha ra shlim tzaboy. Besinas abriz eno shliv ha ra, ki dechsev besis nachim hovecha. Bein asina rak b'leiv. B'le oma stam leiv ra, kemo sham lemayla leiv ra, mipnei ki leiv ra nema afilu kasha moneas atzman at stoker. These three things are miyuchad of all the things. He doesn't give a special reason why these are miyuchad for Ra. But one would have to say, obviously, that these are three things that are kineged, three inyanim, that the Torah sees as being the ikar. In other words, these are three inyanim with which are central to the kiyum, and b'meila, the hefech of them are going to be are going to make the kiyum impossible. Now, he spoke about some of it before, and he points out the difference between the what he says here, what he says there. He translates sinas habrius as leiva simply because I think he wants to say that it's something which is in the person itself. It's ki'ilu, the person is missing an aver. He translates the sinas habrius into another thing that has a shem ra to it, and that's leiva. The Yetzirah, the Levra, the Ayin Ra, I would assume is as follows. The Yetzirah and the Ra, the Levra, are both in Yonim that are very, very internal to the person. In other words, there's a Sheirish. The Levra is the Sheirish of the Ra Ibn Al-Khaveri, and the Yetzera is the Sheirish of Rabin Al-Makam. In other words, his basic chukas in terms of Ruchnias are bad, and his basic chukka or Yachas to other people is also bad. Where does Ayin come in over here? So he says, I think what he means to say is, we spoke about this before, but I think what he means in this context is that it's a sign. The Yetzer and the Lev are the Shrushim and motivators of the person. One in Ruchnius or one in Gashmius. So Lev Ra is Lev Toiv motivates a person to be good, to be kind to other people, and Yetzer Toiv motivates a person to do good, to be good in Akash Baruch's eyes. The Ayin Ra, the way he's saying it is, it's a measure of the depth of Ra in the Bria. In other words, Ayin Ra means that he sees everything. He's so completely changed by his ra, whether yetera or ayin or levra, that his ayin itself is tefes de bria negatively. I would assume in both cases, sign in terms of the levra, sign in terms of the yetera. The so he says.
COVID, and that's why the Midas Hadim was Peger, but with the Talmidim. But what exactly is the Avodah in the second Chelek in the period of time? What's the?
I need to look at it again. I don't remember it often. I remember speaking about it. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to look at it and see it. Maybe next week I can tell you.
No problem.
Now if you have enough time to work for Shavuos on it, but I have to take a look at it again.
No problem.
Okay, good job.